All right, we'll continue our post-race media availabilities with our race-winning team. We have driver Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 22 Fitzgerald Glider Kits Board, and crew chief Brian Wilson. Brian, we'll start with you. Why don't you talk about your race strategy and how the weather played into that today?
Yeah, the strategy was kind of all over the place. Definitely an up and down day for us. And to be honest with you, when we pitted last for tires, I didn't know that it was the right call. I kind of regretted it at that point. We talked about doing the opposite of the leaders, and I knew that was the right call at that point. But I was really hoping it was going to be those guys pitting, and we would have a set of tires to put on later on because we seemed to be a really good short run car. But you know, with the way that circumstances played out, the red flag, multiple cautions, it seemed like it equalized when those guys took their tires. So the rain definitely helped us. It was a tough one to call from that standpoint because the radar, it wasn't like you just had one storm cell. So you know, typical summer here in North Carolina, you're just you're watching for where the pop-up storms are going to come from.
And Brad, this is your 38th NASCAR Xfinity Series victory and a timely one after your team owner Roger Penske was just announced as part of the 2019 NASCAR Hall of Fame class. Talk us through your thoughts heading into overtime after that 28-lap run.
Yeah, there's just a lot to talk about from today. It's hard to pick a place to start, to be quite honest. Just kind of an eventful day from the rain and everything that happened there. Strategies and the car handling and things going on this week with Roger and the Hall of Fame. But so far it's been a great week, and I couldn't ask for a much better start for Memorial Day weekend than to bring home a win. So really proud of everyone on the team, Ryan here, and the sponsors, Fitzgerald Gliders and Ford, for you know the car that was you know well prepared and in a spot to be able to execute a day like today. But I think it was definitely a perseverance day. And it was brutally hot out there. The humidity was just killer. I usually don't get that hot in a race car, but it was smoking out there. There was a couple times where I swear the inside of the car was burning from the water and humidity, but, you know, that's just part of the challenge of racing on days like this, and glad to bring it home first, that's for sure.
Awesome. We'll open it up to media for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll bring you a microphone, and please state your name and affiliation. Start in the back with Peter.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Brad, what was your perspective, or what did you see when the 18 had his incident, and did your mindset change after that point?
I didn't see it. It was, behind me. I don't know if my mindset really changed that much. I knew that the same things were going to hold true. I needed to execute the restarts. Just needed to be flawless. And, that was really important there at the end, whether it was him or anyone else.
Steve?
Brad, you're the first repeat winner on the Xfinity Series. I mean, does that speak to how difficult it's becoming to win on this series?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of strange that we're, I think, 11 races in, and it's the first repeat winner. The tale of two cities there between here and Cup, where there's been a lot of repeat wins. But, this is my second race in this car, and it's been good. Just looking to keep it rolling.
We'll go Hakeem, Kenny, and then Jacob.
Hakeem Balaam, Independent Tribune. It's kind of a little bit of a two-parter. First of all, with this win, you just mentioned a little bit, just if you could possibly, ride this momentum into tomorrow night, and also, as far as, on the rest of the Xfinity circuit and Cup circuit, possibly for the future, how this could play into
that. Oh, it's good. It's, winning is a good thing for a driver's psyche. It's a good thing for a team's psyche. It gets everybody kind of up on our heels. It's interesting. When you win one or two times, everybody gets better. And that feels like when you win like six or seven times, everybody gets a little worse because, maybe you take it for granted. But when you win one or two times early in the season, the team starts to really build confidence, and they seem to, look a little bit harder for that last little bit that it really separates good from great. And that's so important is to not settle for good and to reach for great in a sport. So I look at that today, and I see that's where this team is on the Xfinity side, and hopefully they can keep it rolling. That's the biggest challenge for Brian and the team. But for me, on my side, it's certainly good, good timing. We didn't have a great run in the All-Star race, and it's nice to go out there and put down some good laps here and have a good showing.
Kenny Bruce with KennyBruce.net. Brad, Brian talks about the short run speed. What in your mind was the difference out there today?
For us?
Yeah.
The short run speed. You know, we had all those short runs at the end, and I know that's probably redundant to you, but we were not good on the long runs. We were, you know, a 5th to 10th place car in the long runs, to be honest. But the short runs, we were a top 2 or 3 car that showed off in qualifying and showed off in the short runs at the end of the race. So it's just a matter of kind of getting that track position to make it, take advantage of it. And Brian had the right pit call to do that.
Okay, one other thing. You, Joey, Ryan, in the car, most Xfinity Series teams kind of have younger drivers that they bring up through there. What's the benefits of the Xfinity Series team to
Well, I team think a Penske? Lot of teams right now are in a position where they're developing drivers. We're in a position at Penske where we're developing, you know, people, crew chiefs, engineers, tire changers. We're still developing. It's just a different type of development. And we've been on the flip side of that, too, where, you know, I got started in this Xfinity Series, and I was the one being developed. So I think that's just ebbs and flows. We've developed a lot of great people in the program. All three of our Cup Series crew chiefs came through the Xfinity program. I think that's something that, you know, Roger Penske holds in very high regard, as he should. And so we want to keep that going throughout the whole company, whether that's tire changers or whoever it might be, engineers. There's a lot of people that make a race team possible. This is truly a team sport. So, you know, I know that sometimes the driver is the face of this of a team, and that's okay. Believe me, I like that a lot of times. But there's a lot more to it than just the driver.
Jacob?
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Brad, a couple for you. First, with as crazy as the second half was, with all the differing tire strategies, when people would pit, stay out, the rain coming, how tough was it to play the strategy and track position versus not having track position there in the second half to be able to get where you did?
Yeah, that's probably a better question for Brian. You know, he's the one who had to make the call. I'm sure it wasn't an easy one, but that's why he makes the big bucks on top of the box.
Okay, Brian, I guess he threw it to you. How tough was it to try and play the strategy?
Honestly, that was one of the tougher calls I've had to make in my crew chiefing career, where I don't know that there was going to be a perfect answer there. A lot of times when you're making those calls, you know what your strengths are, and you just decide, and this is the way we're going to go. But we didn't seem to have an overwhelming strength to where it led me one way or another. So at that point, it was more of, we're just going to do the opposite. We kind of called it off of our competitors, and fortunately, it worked out.
And Brad, obviously, 2 starts in the Xfinity Series this year. You've said in here winning both of them. With you guys having the limited number of chances to run in this series anymore, how important has it been for you to really capitalize anytime you can get back in this car?
Yeah, it's certainly important to me personally and obviously professionally. But, you know, I'll get 4 starts in this car this year. This is my second one. I think I have 2 more remaining at Loudon and Darlington. Loudon and Darlington. So we want to make those count as well, but we're off to a good start. And shoot, the way we're going, we got a shot at winning all of them, so that would be really cool.
All right, we're going to go over here to Chris Knight, and then we're going to jump up to the press box for a couple questions.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Brad, a lot of the drivers seem to complain about the heat today. Was that something that took you guys off guard, and do you think, was it just the weather or something inside the Xfinity cars that contributed to that?
Yeah, I got to be honest, it's the hottest I think I've drove. It's not all that hot outside, but I think a lot of factors, you know, play into it with the rain and the cars soaking up some of the rain. My first few laps on the restart, there was water coming out of the roll bars, and I'm sure that was going right down on the exhaust and putting together a nice steam bath. You know, that's just – it's part of the challenge and kind of what you have to live through.
All right, we'll go up to the press box.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a little different, but Jefferson Hodges did a good job. You know, Joey Meyer, my normal spotter, is off watching his son graduate from basic at in military school, or not military school, but in the Navy. So that's great. Kind of seems fitting for him to miss that on Memorial Day weekend. That's really cool and special for him. And, you know, I'm glad that we were able to go to the depth chart and not let him or not get in a situation where he couldn't be there with his family on such a really big weekend for him.
Will he be back tomorrow?
No. Sorry. No, he won't, Lee.
Okay, and the VHT, can you talk about how that affected your car and you know, what do you expect out of it tomorrow?
No worries, Lee. You know, I think it's really dynamic. Dynamic meaning it changes a lot throughout the run, which makes it, you know, tough. It's tough to predict. The rain really killed it there at the end. It cooled it off, and it has to be up the temperature to work, like a really, really hot temperature at that. And move the groove back down to the bottom. That probably helped us a little bit. But in the race mode, it just really changes the car's handling, puts a lot of load and wear on the front tires, and makes a lot of headaches for drivers and crew chiefs alike. But it's interesting. I felt like, you know, the what do they call it, PJ1 was really good in the All-Star race. I thought it enhanced the racing. And I think for this scenario, it's probably the opposite of that. So we'll see where we go from here on that. But you know, small changes in the car, small changes in the track kind of changed the whole landscape for us. And that was definitely a change.
All right, we'll come back down here. We'll come up front in the green.
Mike Massey, frontstretch.com. This weekend, there's always a lot of talk about drivers doing the double, right? You work for a guy that can make it happen. I'm not going to ask you if you'd ever do the double. I'm going to ask you if you'd ever do the triple.
The triple.
Xfinity
wow.
Today.
Yeah, I would have loved to. That, you know, the problem is, to be quite honest, is this sport is, you know, so over-reliant on sponsorship and corporate partnerships that the ability to do that nowadays is pretty much extinct with respect to, you know, there's only one of the car manufacturers in NASCAR that's involved in IndyCar. And that really shrinks the pool. And then the car owner pool, I think the only one that runs in both also competes with two different manufacturers. So, well, both of them, Penske and Ganassi. So it just doesn't work. And the manufacturers won't let us for the most part. They get really upset. And, you know, they kind of make the house payments. So you don't want to make them mad. But it's just kind of the reality of where it is right now as a sport where, you know, we rely on those guys being happy to, you know, be able to eat, so we don't want to make them angry.
All right, we're going to go over here to Daniel, and then we'll come up front to Jerry.
Daniel McFadden with NBC Sports. Brad, this is the first time we've had Cup drivers in the Xfinity for a while, and it's your first time since Phoenix. I was wondering, with you running against some of these younger drivers out there today, what did you observe, and who was the most improved out of those drivers since Phoenix?
I thought I saw two or three drivers that looked really good to me. I thought Christopher Bell looked really good. Daniel Hamrick was just making nice strides. You know, it's interesting. I thought he was one of the better cars for sure. And Cole Custer, I thought, had a great day. Those three all look prime for the next level.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Earlier this week, we talked to Denny, and he said normally he runs this race, but he's noticed that he's been pretty tired during the 600 at times. How are you going to, you know, recoup for tomorrow's race and know that you'll be 100%?
Drink and eat. You know, that's the game. So I feel good about it. You know, we've had a couple of really good runs in the 600. We've had some bad runs in the 600. I don't feel any of them. I've fallen out of the seat. So it's going to be good.
All right. Any other questions in the media center?
Brian, Brad was talking earlier about developing people and Team Penske developing people. You're really a prime example of that in this season. You've now 4 wins with 3 different drivers. For you, how do you manage going through the year and constantly having a different voice that you're talking to, but still performing at such a high level with the team?
You know, honestly, working with Brad, it's kind of like second nature. Worked with him so long. But the other drivers, I observe them and I scan them quite a bit. So when it, you know, comes to working with Joey or Ryan, it's not quite as easy as working with Brad, but it's definitely close to it, where you know their terminology. And that to me is the biggest thing, is when they say something and they describe something, what changes in the past have worked and what do they respond to. Working with Austin Cindric has been definitely a learning curve. He's learning as fast as I'm learning his terminology. So his terms change quickly. What he needs changes quickly. But I've also got a history with him. We did several ARCA races together. You know, next week we've got Paul in the car, and that's probably going to be the toughest one because, I mean, obviously I didn't get to observe from the outside with him on one of our teams like the other guys or, you know, and really haven't worked with him that much. So next week's going to be a challenge. But fortunately, we have really strong cars. And so a lot of times when you have the car, that's a large part of the potential of it is just bringing a car that's fast. It has, you know, it's lightweight and has the good aero and has a good engine and all that. So at that point, you just get to the track and try to maximize it. And that's what we really have tried to focus on is just unloading really close and then just trying to maximize the setup from there.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your race win.
Thank you, guys. It's a good media turnout today. It's nice to see. Thanks for being here.